Welcome to today's edition of Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich. Thank you for joining us today. If you're a small business owner or an entrepreneur, then you're in the right place. We have great information, tools, techniques, and resources for you and what matters most to your business. Today's show is called, Are You Productive or Just Busy? And it's all about how to figure out if you're just moving papers around or really doing things to help you meet your goals. You'll be able to find more information related to this topic at our website, alignedperformance.com. Let's talk about those days where you realize at some point during the day that you're really busy, but really all you're doing is shuffling papers around. You haven't gotten anything done. You haven't been able to check anything off your to-do list. And I want to talk about some of the reasons we get into the rut and then some ways that we can get out of that rut. All right, the first thing that I've noticed that's happening either with myself or with my clients, my colleagues, is those days when you're just moving papers around, it's because you don't have a plan for the day. So you get to your workspace and you say, okay, what am I going to do today? And a lot of times that puts you at the mercy of the wind. And that wind can be incoming phone calls. It can be incoming email because, you know, that can be very distracting. And it's also the winds of the priorities of other people. And so we end up taking care of other people without looking at what we wanted to or needed to accomplish that day. And so when you walk into your workspace, whether that's in the field or at your office or at your home office desk, you have a pretty high risk of having an unproductive day if you don't have a plan. Now, that's not to say we can't respond to incoming calls and emails and clients' requests. Of course we do. But it's better to know what you need to accomplish and then look at those wins that are coming at you, somebody else's priorities or questions or requests, and determine the priority of it. And if it's something that can wait 2 hours, 3 hours, 24 hours, great, then you are able to look at that and make a good decision. The second reason we can be really busy in the day and not be productive is that we've got a lack of commitment. And there's a great video on my website, alignedperformance.com. It's a short little clip of David Allen, who wrote the book Getting Things Done, and he talks about how unmanaged commitments can actually be a distraction. And I really understand and enjoy this point, because if you're not truly committed to your plan, it's really easy to get off track. And so when you're making a new commitment, whether it's to your business, your clients, or especially to yourself, make sure they're commitments that you truly want to achieve. And it's okay throughout the course of your business and your day and your life when you have to go back and decommit to something. And I've had to do this a few times where I've gotten into business arrangements and I found that it really wasn't the best use of my time. I was spinning my wheels. I wasn't making any money. And I had to just bow out and decommit to that, making a very good business decision. And so look at your commitments, see if there's something you really want to achieve. And if not, that lack of commitment is probably why you're being less than productive during the day. The third reason is that you're not focusing on revenue-generating activities. And how do you make sure you're doing that? What I recommend is taking a look at what brings in revenue for your business. And if you're a contractor, then, you know, it's closing that, signing that agreement with somebody who needs a remodel. If you're a realtor, obviously it's signing the sales contract for property. If you're a coach, it's getting agreement and putting a plan in place for your client, your set schedule, and even taking payment up front. So then backtrack to the activity that happens just before that, before you're closing that deal. Are you meeting with a prospect? Are you presenting information? Are you giving them a proposal? Are you sending them your portfolio? And then what happens just before you do that activity? Are you calling and following up on people requesting information from you? Or maybe you're doing some cold calling, or maybe you're walking neighborhoods and looking for people doing do-it-yourself projects. So track that back, and I would suggest listing at least the three, maybe four activities that happen before you are able to close a deal. And so let's just draw this picture again. So you've got your generating activity. And that is the very thing that presents a check to you, whatever that looks like in your business. The activity just before that is whether you're meeting with a project, a prospect, or sending a proposal, whatever that activity is. And then before that, are you making cold calls? Are you doing presentations? Are you sending out postcards? And those three or four activities are what are called your revenue generating activities. Now, I know there's other things that need to be done. We need to do marketing and administrative and accounting and et cetera, et cetera. So as a business owner, yes, you recognize that all of those activities have to be done to run a successful business. What I'm proposing is that 80% of what you do is revenue generating. So it's whatever is creating those activities that are going to put that check in your hand. So there you go. Three ways to be sure that you're going to be productive in your day and not just busy. Now, what if you're just busy and you're just moving papers around? I'm going to share with you three top ways to change your activity to productivity. The first thing is change your physiology. And this means getting up, standing up, taking a stretch, going for a brisk walk, throwing a workout in the middle of the day if you can do it. And what that's doing is helping your right and left brain connect and talk to each other so that you can be creative and productive in the same space. The second thing I recommend is going back to look at your goals. When you're stuck and, you know, you're just not getting anything done, go back, look at your goals that you've set for the year, the month, the week, the day, and remind you what you're working toward. And that will help to refocus your energies on the tasks that will help you accomplish them. And the third thing, I think this is actually the most important, is to track your progress. After you've identified those revenue-generating activities that we talked about a couple minutes ago, track how many you're doing on a daily basis. And you might just put a note in your calendar. You might have an official tracking sheet like I do. And it's amazing how soon you'll see results after you've been tracking your 1, 2, 3, 4 revenue-generating activities in a day. And I'll share with you my tracking system that I use in my business. I call it my reward board because when I accomplish my goals, small or big, I always reward myself. And that's on my website. You can download it at alignedperformance.com on the free tools tab. And again, it's called my reward board. So let's do a quick review. Three reasons we find ourselves being busy without being productive. One is the lack of a plan. Two is lack of commitment to your plan and your goals. And number three is not focusing on revenue generating activities. And then the three things you can do about it: change your physiology, get up and move around or go for a walk. Number two, revisit your goals. In fact, keep them in front of you so they're there all day, every day. And then number three is track your progress. And I shared with you how to get my sample reward board that I use in my own business. So there you have it, being productive, not just busy. This is Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich. You can reach me at Laz, L-A-Z, at alignedperformance.com or visit our website, alignedperformance.com. All right, business owners and entrepreneurs, I'll talk to you next time.